With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. South Korea's National Fire Agency now has updated the death toll to 177 people. That's been confirmed dead after a plane caught fire after a failed landing at an airport in the country's south. The fire engulfed the Jeju aircraft carrying 181 people when it skidded off the runway just after landing and exploded after crashing into a barrier early this morning. The country's emergency office says its landing gear appeared to have malfunctioned. Three firefighters and a dozen passengers injured in Florida yesterday after a fire truck drove around the crossing arms into the path of a high-speed passenger train. Correspondent Jackie Quinn has more.
Looks like a bomb hit it.
This witness, Emmanuel Amaral, says he was in downtown Delray Beach and heard the crash, driving over and seeing first responders tending to injured firefighters.
One of their helmets that they had on their heads wound up being all the way between, like 800 feet away.
Officials say about a dozen people on the Brightline high-speed passenger train were also hurt.
Also at SRNnews.com, as we head into 2025, a public finance economist with the Heritage Foundation is predicting a mixed bag for the nation's economy. E.J. Antoni says Americans will not be able to depend on Congress to turn the economy around.
The majority for Republicans in the House is going to be razor thin. To start, it's only going to be, I think, a one-seat majority. So in terms of legislation, I don't know that we're actually going to see that much progress overall.
He says the incoming Trump administration will have its work cut out for him.
Is there cause to be optimistic? Certainly, but I would be cautiously optimistic because this incoming administration, they're going to have a very, very tough time.
Antoni spoke with the Salem Radio Network, believes there'll be a marked improvement under the Trump administration. This is SRN News. President-elect Trump makes a promise, and SRN's Michael Harrington explains.
He says he will make it a priority of his administration to, in his words, stop the transgender lunacy. Speaking at a recent rally, Mr. Trump vowed that on day one he will, quote, sign executive orders to end child sexual mutilation, get transgender out of the military and out of our elementary schools and middle schools and high schools, and we will keep men out of women's sports. Political analysts say the president's decision to take on transgenderism helped him win the election. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The oldest known stone tablet inscribed with the Ten Commandments has been sold at auction for more than $5 million. Sotheby's says the 155-pound marble slab was acquired by an anonymous buyer who plans to donate it to an Israeli institution. The New York-based auction house reports that the final price exceeded the pre-sale estimate of $1 to $2 million and was followed by more than 10 minutes of intense bidding. This is SRN News. The retail chain Big Lots has reached a deal to keep hundreds of its stores open.
Big Lots says it will be sold to Gordon Brothers Retail Partners, a firm specializing in distressed companies, which will then transfer the assets to other retailers. Variety Wholesalers, which owns more than 400 discount stores, plans to acquire up to that many Big Lots stores and operate them under the Big Lots brand. When it filed for bankruptcy, Big Lots said inflation and high interest rates caused consumers to pull back on purchases of home and seasonal products, two categories Big Lots depend on. I'm Julie Walker.
Belgium will ban the sale of disposable electronic cigarettes as of January 1st on health and environmental grounds in a groundbreaking move for the EU nations. Health Minister Frank Vandenbroek decided the inexpensive cigarettes have turned a health threat toward the youth. You'll find more details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.